Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Brave on Video podcast. I am your host, Zaylee Barclay. Today's episode is a solo episode. It's a deep dive into something profoundly personal, yet universally impactful. And we're talking syncing your creative process with your menstrual cycle. If you've ever felt out of sync between your productivity peaks and your creative impulses, then this discussion is just the one for you. We're going to explore how understanding and aligning with the natural rhythms of your menstrual cycle can transform not just how you work, but how you thrive in your own creative business. From battling the challenges of PMS and PMDD to leveraging each phase of your cycle, we're going to go through menstrual, follicular, ovulation, and luteal. And I'm going to share insights and strategies from my own journey that have revolutionized my approach to work and well-being. Join me as I unlock the power of your biological clock. We're going to be turning a potential hindrance into a potential asset for creativity and productivity. By the end of this episode, you'll have a whole different outlook on the superpower that is your menstrual cycle. Whether you're a freelancer, entrepreneur, or anyone managing a personal brand, prepare to embrace your cycle in a way that propels you forward. All right, let's get started. I knew I had to talk more about this when I was sitting in a circle of women back in January on a trip with one of my friends, Glow. She put together this awesome trip that we've done before. We got together with other entrepreneurs and it was women in the room. And I started speaking about how I work with my cycle. And we had such interesting conversations about this. And a few of the ladies in the room weren't aware of how you can work with your cycle and how powerful it is to work with your cycle. And I want to talk about this because for a long time, my cycle hindered my work. And I'm speaking about my menstrual cycle, but I'm also speaking about the full-on cycle of your full cycle, right? When I think about it, I can see that I started having issues with my cycle very early in life. First of all, when I was younger, I lived with my aunt. And she had really painful menstrual cycles. And I would see her go through excruciating pain every month. And then I remember when I first got my cycle, I feel like I would go through such excruciating pain because I also saw her going through it. And, you know, this is probably not even true. Maybe it's not a genetic thing, but I used to have really painful cycles. And so when I was getting out of the working world and moving into entrepreneurship, I remember one thing that I told myself is that I want to work for myself because I will be able to take time off when my menstrual cycle started, because sometimes my pain was so bad, I wouldn't even be able to walk. And that would last for like 2 or 3 days. And of course, it's changed as I've gotten older, but that was where this work first started. Feeling like I couldn't work for someone else because my menstrual cycle was so bad, I would have to take time off from work. And I would feel really guilty about doing that. And so in working for myself, one of the perks is I can take a full week off and away from work and just rest and let my body really just do its thing. It's doing a lot during that time. And I want to be able to honor that. Number two, in saying that and in speaking about it out loud, I fully understand that this is a privilege that I'm able to work in a way where I am able to take a week off. And I'll talk more about what that can look like. Because I do some things, but I step away from everything that's going on online because I absolutely need to, even for my mental health. So we'll get into that later on in the episode. I remember waking up every morning and just being so focused on surviving when I lived in New York City that I didn't get to observe my body throughout the month until it was time to experience my menstrual cycle itself. And when I moved to Dallas and I really dug into my business and full-time entrepreneurship and spent time with myself, I realized that I was also struggling with PMDD, which is a worse variation of PMS from what I understand. It was really depressive. So I was on a roller coaster ride of feeling great for 1 to 2 weeks in the month. And the other 2 weeks where I was preparing for my cycle and getting my cycle was a complete mess. And so I always knew that I had 2 weeks to maximize my powers and focus and get things done. And then the other 2 weeks would be a mess, literally. So going from Mayo Clinic's website, mayoclinic.org, premenstrual syndrome or PMS has a wide variety of signs and symptoms, including mood swings, tender breasts, food cravings, fatigue, irritability, and depression. It's estimated that as many as 3 of every 4 menstruating women have experienced some form of premenstrual syndrome. And we'll talk about PMDD in a little bit. But I remember going through PMS as a young woman, and I realized as I got older, things, you know, changed and started getting worse. And I can also look back and see where I was at different stages in my weight or my body composition and how that contributed to it. But that's a whole other episode for another day. So as I began to get older, I did realize that I started having symptoms that were progressively worse. And that helped me stumble on PMDD. And I'm reading from clevelandclinic.org. Premenstrual dysphoric disorder, or PMDD, is a more serious form of premenstrual syndrome. It causes physical and emotional symptoms every menstrual cycle in the week or two before your period. While PMS causes bloating, headaches, and breast tenderness, with PMDD, you might have PMS symptoms along with extreme irritability, anxiety, or depression. These symptoms improve within a few days after your period starts, but they can be severe enough to interfere with your life. And at that time, when I started realizing that that is what I was experiencing more than anything else I was experiencing previously, I realized that I needed to find a way to work with my body instead of hating my body and whatever it was experiencing. So when I started understanding all of this, I ended up doing so much research that I learned so much about this topic. And the beauty of it is, as I was researching, I could apply things that I was learning to my health and my mindset and just the way that I was living. And the first person that I really found that shared a lot about this was Kate Northrup, who is absolutely amazing. I started following her online. And she is the author of Money, A Love Story, but she's also the author of Do Less, A Revolutionary Approach to Time and Energy Management for Ambitious Women. And her book, it's really based on doing less and accomplishing more, but it also helps you to understand your cycle and what you should be doing in certain aspects of your cycle as you work and create and run a business and have a family. And so that was really helpful as a foundation for me to start understanding how I can work with my cycle. Of course, there are things that I had to figure out along the way on my own and things that worked for other people but didn't work for me. I had to really hone in and understand my cycle. And it took a few years, but now I feel like I'm in a really great place, and it allows me to give myself so much more grace when I feel like things aren't going wrong. And of course, I'll talk more about that in a little bit. But first, let's get into understanding the menstrual cycle's power. In this part of the episode, I'm going to break down the 4 phases of your menstrual cycle so that we can get a clearer understanding of the different parts of the cycle. And then I'm going to share what I do to thrive in every single part of the cycle and how it works with the bigger picture and vision of my creativity and business and all of that jazz. So the menstrual cycle is a natural biological process in the female body that prepares it for pregnancy each and every month. It involves changes in hormone levels, the uterus, and the ovaries. This cycle is typically around 28 days long, and it can vary widely amongst women, ranging from around 21 to 35 days. For me personally, mine ranges between 28 days, and sometimes it hits that 33-day range, and I'm like, whoa, where is my cycle? So a great to-do here would be to start looking at your cycle and start writing it down and tracking it if it's something that you have not been doing already. I also want to share, if you're watching this and you don't experience a menstrual cycle, another great way to track this is by the lunar cycle or the lunar calendar, or just going by the moon. I've seen people get results in doing that as well. For tracking these phases, I love using Apple Health. I'm an iPhone user. I love using Apple Health. And another app that I really like using, and Apple Health syncs with this app, is called the Lively app. That's L-I-V-E-L-Y app. Now, the reason why I like the Lively app right now is it tells you what foods you should eat, what activities you should be doing, what you should be focusing more on between every specific phase of your cycle. And what I love is that it updates and tracks your cycle with you. And usually for me, it's on par. Like when it says I'm in the ovulation phase, I am usually in the ovulation phase. And then it comes around to where you have to enter your menstrual phase date whenever your menstrual cycle repeats itself. Now, of course, speaking of the menstrual phase usually lasts between 3 to 7 days. For me, my cycle lasts 3 days and it ends like on day 4, if that makes sense. I have a really short cycle. It's just super painful at times. And let me tell you, I usually have to rest during that time. Before we get deeper into it, let me go into a little ad break to tell you about my camera confidence cards.
Hey there, you won't believe it, but there was a time when turning on the camera felt like the hardest thing in the world for me. I'd feel this whole wave of fear from head to toe. It seemed impossible to overcome, but I knew I had to break through. So I started writing affirmations for myself, and at first they were like little notes that turned my fear into courage. And guess what? It started working. Now I've taken those affirmations and I've turned them into something special just for you. So if you're ready to change how the world sees you on camera, I'm sharing about the Camera Confidence Cards with you. It's your guide to embracing your confidence and your authenticity every time you're on screen. It's perfect for entrepreneurs, creatives, and anyone just eager to improve their video communication. I use them daily in my process, but I want you to imagine just chatting with your audience naturally and authentically, and feeling stress-free about making content. You can use them in webinars, you can use them before you go live, you can use them just as a daily prompt to remind you to show up. And of course, there's more. Each card is packed with encouragement and insights, offering real practical strategies for the challenges of video creation, because I know it's not easy, but I know it can be done. I want you to join a community of folks who've not only met, but blown past their on-camera goals, finding more views, deeper engagement, and opening up new opportunities. Start your transformation today with your camera confidence cards, because when you're ready to be seen, we're here to make sure you're unforgettable. Head over to cameraconfidencecards.com and let them light up your journey to on-camera confidence. And of course, if you're coming from the podcast, you can enter the code BRAVE, that's B-R-A-V-E, so that you can get a juicy discount on your order today.
All right, thanks for letting me pay the bills around here. Let's get back into it. So this phase starts on the first day of menstruation, which is your period. And the lining of your uterus usually has thickened to prepare for a potential pregnancy. And it sheds during this phase if no pregnancy has occurred. Of course, your hormone levels, estrogen and progesterone, are low during this time. For me, usually because progesterone is low, I get a headache sometimes. Now, common experiences. Women experience bleeding, cramps, and other premenstrual symptoms such as mood swings or fatigue. For me, I am really tired. My mood swings happen during my PMS or luteal phase, which we're going to get to in a few. During my menstrual phase, I'm more in my feelings. I just need lots of rest and to distract myself, watch TV. You know, I'll share more of that as we move along. Let's go into your follicular phase. So this part confused me a little bit when I first started tracking all of this, but the follicular phase, the duration actually starts on the first day of menstruation and ends with ovulation. The exact length is going to vary for everyone, but typically it lasts around 14 days, and this is including the menstrual phase. So I like to say my follicular is like, let's say it starts on, you know, day 6 for me, or day 5, right? It's going to be different for you, which means the amount of time that you have till you hit ovulation is different. It's going to vary. This is why tracking your own cycle is going to matter. During this phase, there's a gland in your body that releases a follicle-stimulating hormone, which stimulates the ovaries to produce several follicles. Each follicle contains an egg. Only one follicle continues to maturity while the rest will cease growing. And so the growing follicles boost estrogen levels, which help thicken the uterine lining, which is called the endometrium, hence endometriosis, which we can talk about in another episode. Or I'll put some great resources at the bottom of this episode, preparing it for a possible pregnancy. So you can see where the word cycle is coming into play, which is why it happens every 21 to 35 days, depending on who you are and how your cycle actually operates. Common experiences in the follicular phase: as estrogen levels rise, energy and mood can improve. Oh my gosh, this phase for me, I can't wait to tell you what happens in this phase for me. This is generally considered a good time for creativity and productivity, and I agree with that 100% because that's when I'm most creative and productive. But my productivity also flows into ovulation. Let's talk about the ovulation phase. So the ovulation phase is actually one of my favorite phases, and I'll tell you exactly why as we move along. But this typically occurs at the midpoint of your cycle, and it could be around day 14 in a 28-day cycle. Like I said before, make sure you track, because these numbers is just to give you an idea. All cycles are different. Now, when you are going through your ovulation cycle, it's triggered by a peak in estrogen levels, and the brain releases a hormone which causes the mature follicle to release its egg from the ovary, known as ovulation. The egg then moves down the fallopian tubes towards the uterus. Common things women feel are a slight pain or discomfort on one side of the abdomen. I don't really feel this. Let me know wherever you're watching this if you feel that pain. I don't really feel that pain. This phase is often associated with increased libido, energy, and sociability. My favorite phase for going live, for selling, for closing, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Now, let's just cover the luteal phase, which is an important phase for me as well. It's a phase that I used to absolutely hate, like I mentioned before, but then I learned how to listen to my body and work with my luteal phase. The duration of your luteal phase usually lasts from ovulation until the start of menstruation. This is 14 days. So some of these phases are tucked inside of another phase. And what happens is, after releasing the egg, the ruptured follicle closes and forms a structure called a corpus luteum, which produces progesterone. Now you can see the cycle coming around again. Progesterone helps maintain the thickened lining of the uterus, ready for a fertilized egg to implant. If pregnancy does not occur, this structure disintegrates, leading to a drop in progesterone levels, which causes the uterine lining to shed, and then that's when menstruation begins. Usually, this phase is often characterized by symptoms of PMS. Oh my gosh, and I'm going to add PMDD in there, such as bloating, mood swings, irritability, and some women also experience fatigue and changes in their appetite, aka me. Oh my gosh, I always need to adjust what I'm eating to feed my body in the correct way during this phase. Now, if you're listening, the reason why I wanted to lay all of this out before we get into all of the things as it pertains to like what I do through each cycle is because I want you to realize how much your body is going through. Your actual body, aside from everything else that you are dealing with in life. I mean, come on, look at the whole cycle that your body naturally goes through. Look at all the things that your body is accomplishing without even adding the things that bring us extra joy, excitement, worry, fear, nervousness. There's so much that goes into a woman's body, our cycles, the way that we operate. And we simply cannot lean on everything that we've learned in the past, because every day will never be the same day. Here's what I mean by this. I remember looking at everything everyone else was accomplishing in the online space and realizing or wondering, why can't I do as much as they're doing, right? Especially the men in the online space. Why can't I be as routine and as disciplined as they are? Why am I not accomplishing as much as they're accomplishing? What is wrong with me? And there are times in my cycle where I'm excited and I want to do all the things and I'm accomplishing so much. And then my luteal phase rolls around and I'm not accomplishing as much. My body is tired. My brain feels foggy. I can't get on live and record and be excited with everyone because internally I feel like everything is falling apart. I feel like my webinar is not hitting. I'm not selling. I'm not touching on points that I know I should be touching on. How come it came out this great the last time, but this time I'm struggling with writing a video script and recording a YouTube video? This was before I understood that all of these things should be done at a specific time inside of my cycle or during specific phases so that I could show up and be powerful and excited and reflective and all the different phases that I go through as a woman who experiences a menstrual cycle. I began to understand how powerful my body was and how in tune I should be with it instead of resenting the fact that I was going through cycles. And so even with my menstrual phase, I decided to label it a time for rest and rejuvenation and even inspiration. During my menstrual phase now, I intentionally step back. I take time to rest. And here's what happens when I rest or when I give myself the permission to rest without feeling guilty. New ideas begin to flow to me naturally. This period often brings about the most profound content ideas and marketing strategies, and it lays a really fertile ground for creativity. Now, remember, after menstruation or the menstruation phase, we hit the follicular phase, and that's when my creativity actually goes wild. But what I love most about this phase is that as my energy starts to rise, so does my ability to finally access my brain. So I get to brainstorm and ideate and come up with everything or flesh out the ideas that I got along the way and just get really excited about the creative process. In this time, I do not create, I ideate, I script, I plan, and those things set me up for success in the next phase. But in my follicular phase, this is when I plan and script my video content. I take advantage of the surge in brain power to outline my upcoming marketing efforts. Not only that, I take the time to plan for the rest of the month because I know that when I go into ovulation, where I'm able to create and sell and do even more, that's my productivity time. That's when I execute. So I take the follicular phase and all my excitement there, so that I'm able to create a foundation so that I'm able to show up in the ovulation phase. So let's talk about the ovulation phase. Because I have so much high energy and my creativity is at my peak, I really focus on the actual creation process here. So this is when I'm in front of the camera. This is when I'm live most. This is when I'm excited. This is when I'm speaking to clients, customers, closing. This is when I sell the most. So because I operate in this way, I make sure to take the time to prepare for it. Does that make sense now? This is when I also feel the most confident, the most articulate. This is when my words flow. This is when I dominate in front of the camera. And I don't need extra pep talking or support because I shared with you guys, for me as a creator and as a business owner, although I feel like it all comes naturally to me, there's a part of me that has to still do the work in order to show up on camera and market myself to run my business. So all of it doesn't always come naturally to me. Now, after ovulation, after accomplishing all the amazing things, the luteal phase starts kicking in. And this phase is for refining and doing detailed work. I feel that my body starts slowing down and I'm more tired and I'm able to do less. And so because of that, I do things like editing, refining, you know, going over scripts that I wrote, evaluating content that I've created. So more of behind the scenes work. It's a time for introspection, which allows me to focus on the details and prepare for the cycle that's coming back around. Now, here's the thing. Luteal for me is difficult because it's when I have the most negative self-talk. It's when I am like inside of my head the most and telling myself like, you know, this is not going to work. Why did you do this? You should do XYZ. It's the most confusing time inside of my cycle. This phase for me is always very tough, and it goes back to PMS or PMDD. It's the time where I feel most like my ideal customer or client. So as a camera confidence coach, showing people how to show up and be really confident on camera or believe in themselves and believe that they're capable of doing anything or sharing my story and how much, you know, being on camera and creating videos has changed my life, going from nothing to going from to where I am now. All of that goes out the window during the luteal phase. But what it allows for me to do is write some of the best sales copy ever, because usually I'm feeling just like my ideal customer or client feels. I'm feeling exactly what my community shares with me. And it's when I can relate to them the most and really understand them the most because of the way that I'm feeling with all of the hormones and, you know, thoughts and all of that going through my body.
Okay, so obviously I am a camera confidence coach and I want to share with you just my expanded video content creation schedule for if you are creating content for your own business. Of course, for my menstrual phase, I embrace that rest and inspiration. Here are some activities that I do during this phase. I rest. I fully embrace rest during this phase to recharge my mental and physical batteries. And I consider light activities like meditation to maintain wellness so that I don't, you know, get overwhelmed. I also write a lot in this phase as well. Meaning just journal and affirm myself. I need a lot of pep talks and affirmations during this phase, just like in my luteal phase. For my inspiration, what I do when it comes to content creation here, I diversify the content I consume. I find myself being very particular about what I watch. I try to watch films, I read books, and I explore art and creativity outside of my industry so that I'm not feeling like overwhelmed or like I'm losing out on what's going on in my own industry. And also, consuming content outside of your industry can always spark innovative ideas and provide fresh perspectives that really help to enrich your creativity and help you think from a whole different perspective or viewpoint. Okay, for my follicular phase, here are some actionable activities that you can do. This is where I ideate, plan, and script. So like I said before, brainstorming and ideation, I take advantage of my increased energy to host brainstorming sessions with the team. And sometimes I do it solo as well. I like to have a solo plan before I bring it to the team so that they can expand and give me their ideas and thoughts. That way we work better together. I also use tools like mind maps or brainstorming apps to capture and organize ideas. I do this in different places. Sometimes I do it on my Kindle Scribe because I use that to just get a physical version out, like on paper, quote unquote version out. And then I'll go into like a Notion or Notes and put it in there so everyone can have access to it and help ideate from there. The other thing I do during this follicular phase is I plan. So I'll develop content calendars and project timelines for the month. So the next 28 days or so that I have, I make sure and I plan during this phase so I can set clear goals and deadlines. This is really important because this determines how I operate for the rest of the time that I do have. I also start scripting in this phase. So I never record videos in this phase. I script so that by the time I hit ovulation, I have at least 4 to 6 video scripts that I can just easily bang out by the time I get to that phase. So whether it's structured scripting sessions or just getting my ideas together, this really helps in making the filming process that would be coming soon much smoother. Obviously, if I record 4 videos or 6 videos, I'm good for the month on YouTube. So make sure that you're using this process at least a month in advance so that you're able to catch up with your own cycle and your own schedule. Ovulation phase. I just want to dance and sing whenever I speak about ovulation, but this is when I do most of my recording, whether it's podcast recording, YouTube video recordings, Instagram reels, and this is like my front-facing time of the month. I'll be front-facing for the rest of the month except for menstrual. But this is where I'm really intentionally front-facing. So this is where I record and film, and it's where my energy and confidence are at their peak. So think about this for yourself as well. It makes for the best time to be in front of the camera. And here I record as many videos as I can, and I'm just more creative and alive and excited, and it really shows and translates onto camera as well. People feel that energy too. I'll go live. I engage with my community through live streams. And this is also great for interactive sessions, Q&As, or live discussions. If I'm launching anything, I'm doing it in the ovulation phase. So this is where my community and I are. We see eye to eye here, okay? And it's just on a different level. So even if I go live outside of the ovulation phase, that's fine. And I do. But this is where I just sell, I convert, you know, I connect. And this is also where I capture B-roll and supplementary footage to enrich my main video content and even photo shoots or anything that really needs a specific
powerful decision or action or execution, I make sure I do it in my ovulation phase. I don't agree to anything when I'm in luteal or menstrual because I found that I really sabotage myself based on the way that I'm thinking and my brain fog and hormones in those two phases. But when I am in follicular and ovulation, that's where I am checking names, completing to-do lists, getting everything out of the way, clearing out all of our goals and activities for the month. Like, this is your time to shine.
Now I'm going to give you some action items for the last phase, which is your luteal phase. And for me, this phase is called give yourself all the grace in the world. That's the first thing I want you to do. This is where we seem to be really hard on ourselves, overthink, talk really negatively to ourselves. I want you to think, give yourself grace during this phase. This is where I do editing. So I'll focus on editing videos, or my husband is actually my editor. So I will focus on, like, let's say I have videos that I've recorded that really require me to pay attention to something, or maybe even reviewing what he's done and giving feedback, things like that. Before we push out the final version, I'll do things like that. So in this phase, your attention to detail is really enhanced and your creativity is not through the roof. So this is why I want you to focus on detail-oriented work during your luteal phase. Also, publishing, scheduling your post and managing uploads during this phase is also really helpful. It includes writing and optimizing video descriptions and tags, like that deeper, zoned in kind of focused work that you can do that doesn't take too much out of you, because remember, you are in brain fog land at this time. The other thing is community engagement. Like, while you handle detailed work of editing and publishing, take time to engage and talk to your audience. This is when you're most relatable and you can connect and communicate with them the most. I'm not sharing this because of my specific industry. This is for any industry. This is where you're more connected to the people that you're tapped in with, or you can take time and just completely step away. For me, I feel like I have rich conversations because I feel like I understand my community and what they're struggling with even more, because I'm operating at a slower, more thoughtful pace during this phase. And so I'm able to spend time with them, which I do. If you know me, you know that I'm always in my Instagram DMs connecting with people. So this time is meant to be more relaxed and provides an opportunity to gather feedback and insights for future content and things that you do want to do. So take the time to tap in with your community during this time, but on a deeper level. All in all, listen, cycle syncing works. It works, it works, it works. I've seen some of my friends start tapping into it and paying more attention to their bodies, and I love it. I have to shout out one of my friends, Vanessa Lau, for sharing on her socials the other day about a video that I shared a few years ago. So I've been talking about this for a while, guys, but I wanted to put together a solid episode with all of the information that you can listen to and identify where you are possibly struggling and figure out things that you can do in certain phases of your cycle that are helpful. Overall, you should be prepared. If you're gonna start this, like I said before, start working a month in advance and always ensure that your equipment is ready, your workspace is organized, like you're ready for each phase. So start thinking about what you need before each phase comes around, right? This reduces downtime and it also maximizes productivity. I'll give you a quick example. If I know I'm filming in ovulation, like that ovulation phase, when I'm in follicular, I'm going to get my nails done. I'm making sure my hair looks the way I want it to look, because I know when I slip into ovulation, I want to be camera ready. So I'm prepping before. Now, this may not be your process, but think about things that make you more confident. And that will prepare you to feel good, even scripting, knowing your materials, that's really important. Also, just being flexible, right? When the schedule aligns with your cycle, be flexible and adjust as needed based on your body's cues and your professional demands. Everyone is different. I'm just sharing with you what has worked for me. You can take this information, kind of like what I did with information I found, and make it work for you. I'm just giving you a base or a foundation that you can start from. Tracking is the last thing. Keep a journal or log of your productivity, of your feelings, of new strategies that you've tried, things that you like and don't like about each phase. But be patient with yourself. Be patient. Observe the natural ebbs and flows of your energy throughout cycles, because sometimes we're in a different
Because sometimes we're in a different phase and we're overthinking things that definitely don't align with that phase. Be gentle with yourself. Be patient with yourself. You've got this. Okay, friend, I hope this episode was really informative for you. I appreciate you listening. Thank you for listening to the Brave on Video podcast with me, your host, Zaylee Barclay. I am excited to see what you do with this, and I can't wait to hear your feedback. Send me a DM on Instagram at Zaylee Barclay and let me know your thoughts. I would love to know. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.